Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, everybody, all you entrepreneurs out there, all your dreamers, you crazy people, you abnormal. That's right. Like we say, abnormal stands for above normal. Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, your host for the next 20 minutes or so, taking you on down the journey to making Every Day a Saturday. Having an amazing day? Are you having the greatest day ever? Well, let's make sure that you do today. We're going to talk about focus, focus, focus. No hocus pocus. We're talking about focus. Success, it ain't easy, but it is very simple. I didn't tell you it's going to be easy, but I did tell you that it was going to be worth it. Now, didn't I? If you stay focused, you are going to get there. Do you believe that? Do you receive that? If you are able to eliminate all that nuttiness that's going on in your head, trust me, I'm ADD personified, so I could be, you know, on somebody's website just getting ready to hit the order button to buy a product, and I end up on Amazon.com buying a new television, okay? You know the feeling? Everybody gets distracted. We're all human beings, but you got to be able to stay focused. To me, focus is an acronym for find one course until successful. Find one course until successful. Focus. You know, so many people get distracted. You do, I do, we all do. It's like I said, it's human nature. But when you're an entrepreneur, at some point in time, you've got to keep that magnifying glass hovered over whatever it is that you're passionate about. There are no wrong answers. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You know, there are no wrong answers. Oh, hey, by the way, let me just back up for just a second. We have a lot of people plugging into the Everyday Saturday podcast on a regular basis for the first time. And if you are plugging in for the first time, make sure you subscribe. You can go to iTunes and just search Sam Crowley or Everyday Saturday or even, heck, motivation. You'll see our show in the top five, success, inspiration, whatever. Get on iTunes, subscribe to the show, or you can go to EverydaySaturday.com and subscribe there as well. Whatever you do, make sure you leave a five-star rating, because when you do, it gets our show up closer to the top. And when we get up closer to the top, that means more people can find us. And by the way, we just got a great brand new review that came in on May 28th, 2014. Today's the 29th. And it's from a username, semicolon survivor, who says, real world stories, life lessons, and humor. Check this out if you're searching for a daily dose of inspiration and motivation. Thank you, Sam, for being you and challenging me every day. Hey, thank you for so much love. I really appreciate that. All coming through the Twitterverse as well, social media. You can check our fan page out, facebook.com/everydaysaturday. Mainly, if you want to connect with me, like if you want to be besties and we can text back and forth, the best way, baby, Twitter, @Sam Crowley. I'm a Twitterholic. I'm on there a lot, and I'll see your tweet, and I'll reply back to you. Got a suggestion for the show? We could use it. We'll use your username. We love user-generated content. So anyway, let's get back to focus. So many people get sidetracked. You heard the term, right? Shiny object syndrome. Don't get shiny object syndrome. It's going to take... Well, hey, let me tell you something. I have multiple streams of income, and I don't know anybody that's a successful entrepreneur who doesn't have multiple streams of income, all right? I'm an online product salesperson. I'm a offline product salesperson. I'm a speaker. Those are three different revenue streams right there. And I'm a real estate investor with some 37 units, and I started buying those back in 2002 on a credit card, and a lot of them are paid off. Boy, did I get some funny looks, though, when I started buying real estate with a credit card. People thought I'd lost my mind. Of course, everybody thinks I've lost my mind. People can think you've lost your mind, obviously, right? Come on. How many people think you're crazy? If not a lot of people think you're crazy, like out of a room of 10 of your closest friends and relatives, if 8 of them don't think you lost your mind, you're absolutely nuts. you're just not doing it. You're not even trying, man. You're just not. You got to get people looking at you like, seriously, hey, should we, do we need to call somebody like a doctor or anybody along those lines to help Mary? Because I think she's lost her mind. That's what you want. But in order to get those kind of results and people think you've lost your mind, you got to stay focused. You know, Zach Crawford and I hosted a webinar last night that was flat out off the chain. I mean, it was a smorgasbord for entrepreneurial training. If you missed it, today, like I said, today's Thursday, May 29th, 2014. If you're listening to this show within a few days, we're going to keep the replay up. And it is at everydayissaturday.com/SFS replay, as in Six Figure Saturday replay. So it's everydayissaturday.com/S as in Sam, F as in Frank, S as in Sam replay. And check it out. It's about an hour and 45 minutes we stayed on the webinar, just doing training, answering Q&A. And then there's an opportunity to come into our newest program, Zach Crawford, if you missed it. He's a student that came to Cincinnati about a month or so ago to thank me for saving his life. And he's making 70 grand a month now. And he and I put a product together called Six Figure Saturday that can take even the newest person to six figures, online, offline, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. You know, it just doesn't matter. If you just want to buy the product, we're first come, first serve. We've got limited spots available. It's $500. Head on over to sixfiguresaturday.com, sixfiguresaturday.com. You'll get access to our private Facebook group where Zach and I are in there coaching you, training you. We got four live webinars for you. You get access to my podcast house training program for no charge. Zach's, all his training videos on how to crush it online. I mean, all of that thrown in, all for $500. It's crazy. It ought to be 50 grand. Anyway, back to focus. You know, we were talking last night, just pick a niche. Pick a niche where people have pain. You know, what you need to do first in order to get this big movement of yours off the ground. First thing you got to do is believe that you can actually do something. You know, maybe you've been in an abused relationship, a spouse, a parent when you were younger, any type of relationship where people kicked you when you were down and said, you're never going to amount to anything. Who do you think you are? I mean, I think in some cases, and look, don't take my words as gospel, okay? But I think in some cases, mental abuse is way worse than physical abuse. I've seen it, and I've seen it with people I love who weren't physically abused, but man, they were mentally tortured, just kept down their entire life, told what they cannot do. Look, if you tell somebody long enough that they're a piece of crap, guess what? They're going to believe they're a piece of crap, and they're never going to amount to anything. It's just who we are. You can condition and brainwash the human mind to believe anything. So if you can believe that you're worthless and you have nothing to offer the world, isn't it realistic to believe that you can conquer anything and you can climb mountains and you can do truly remarkable things, that you're a miracle? Well, of course. But you got to condition your mind the other way. Hey, look, I say it all the time, man. I didn't grow up son of any of the Rockefellers or the Kennedys, and heck, I didn't even have both parents in the house. You know, I was lucky when one of them was sober, you know? So I'm not saying my situation's worse than yours. I'm just saying I work every day, every damn day, to make sure that I'm not a crappy parent to my kids. And it's hard. You know, we lose it at night. It's homework. Kids don't get the bath time done in time and don't get to bed and they're fighting and stuff. You lose it. We're human beings. Forgive yourself, would you please, parents? It's the hardest job on the planet is raising a child, especially when they're going into their teenage years and you run into all the drama, especially with three girls. Look, go easy on yourself. The hardest person to forgive is you. You know what I mean? You'll forgive everybody else first. You'll compliment everybody else. Oh, you look great. I look like crap. Oh, you're doing great. I'm doing crappy. Oh, you're such a great parent. I'm not. You know, forgive yourself, man. Give yourself a little credit. Take yourself out to dinner. Go out with your spouse, your significant other. Get away and just look back at all the awesome things that you've accomplished and then figure out, what is it that you want to do? Pick a niche where people have pain. Make money online, weight loss, fitness, whatever that is. I'm looking at one of the slides we covered last night. Find a product to promote, whether it's an affiliate product. You can go to someplace like clickbank.com, a product that you've created, somebody else has created, network marketing, whatever it is. Just find a product to promote. It doesn't even have to be one that you have created. You know, you can earn millions and millions of dollars selling information that you have no part of. Like, you didn't create it. You have nothing to do with it. You're just promoting it. And then you need to master a traffic generation method to get fresh leads that are going to see that offer. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. You know what I mean? Like, people think that getting leads to a landing page, getting leads to a website, It's not easy to do, but again, nothing's easy. Well, show me something that's easy. What's easy? Is getting in shape easy? You know, is being an elite athlete easy? Is being the valedictorian of your senior class easy? No, nothing's easy. There's a price that needs to be paid, whether it's time, money, whatever it is, okay? Learning how to become a seven-figure, and I'm going to use that term because everybody listening to the show, a seven-figure entrepreneur is absolutely simple. The steps have already been carved out. Remember, guys, success leaves clues. There's people that have come before you and me for hundreds of years that have done very well as an entrepreneur. Our country was founded on the entrepreneurial dream. I mean, nobody came, founded America, and went to the Human Resources Department and said, can I have a job? They just started producing products, finding a market, supply and demand took over, and they ended up doing well or they didn't do well. You know, so don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't act as if you don't have this talent and somebody else was just remarkably blessed or had better timing than you. You know what they did is they focused on one course until successful. Focus. You know what I mean? Like they stayed there. They held the magnifying glass there. They didn't jump around. Now, once you get one thing cooking, once that magnifying glass has heated up that passion of yours, that product that you've created, then sure, it's okay to start dabbling in something else and figure out, okay, I've got this stream going well. Someone else can manage it, or it doesn't take a lot of my time to manage it. Let's see what else is going on. But you've got to be able to master traffic generation, and it doesn't need to cost anything. First of all, you could blog. If you blogged, Zach and I were talking last night on the Hangout, that if you blogged 1,000-word blog post, created 1,000-word blog post every day for 6 months, you'd have a 10 grand a month business. Easy. That doesn't even sound like a lot of time, does it? Until you start doing it. And then you think, oh, geez, this is taking a little more time. I got to think about what I'm going to write. I got to think about what I'm going to promote and how I'm not going to sound salesy in it. I want to be educational, and then I got to upload it. Yeah, well, what do you do all day at a job? That's 8 hours of your time minimum. You know, factor in the commute, it's 10. It takes an hour to get there, an hour to get home. You got 8 hours of job, that's 10 hours. And then you got time to decompress when you get home. You're damaged goods, man. You're lucky if you can get your hands on the remote control, put your feet up, and even absorb anything that's going on the stupid television set. You know what I mean? So when you think about 1,000-word blog post for 6 months, if I told you you'd have a residual income, 5 grand, 10 grand a month after 6 months, guaranteed, if you could just get the discipline to write 1,000-word blog post every day for 180 days, would you do it? And the answer is unequivocally, yes. Yes, I would, Sam. You'd be beating down my door to figure out how. Well, and then you'd get into the process, right? You get into the process and you get distracted and you'd sit down to write that blog post. Oh, the phone rang. Oh, I forgot I had to pick Johnny up at school for his soccer appointment. We got to leave early. We're going to game and or a doctor appointment, soccer game, doctor appointment. Life is going to get in the way. You cannot let that become a distraction. Once you find a way to master this traffic generation, which could simply be doing YouTube videos, blogging, like I mentioned, podcasting, like I'm talking about right now, you build a targeted email subscriber list of people that are interested in what you're selling. What did I say? What was the key word there? Targeted. We don't go after this with a shotgun approach. You go after it with a rifle. When you shoot a shotgun, you just shoot it, the BB spray all over the place. Could hit target. Some of them do, some of them don't. Who knows? The further away you are, the less likely you are to hit the target. You get that rifle, and you get that gun sighted in just right, and you zero in on that target, and then you pull the trigger, it's a lot higher likelihood you're going to hit what you're shooting at. True, okay? So get a targeted subscriber list, because you can never say the wrong thing to the right market. Impossible. You get the right market out there. We had people beating down the doors last night. We weren't even done with the webinar, and literally sales were flying in. $500 a pop, $500, $500, $500, $500. I mean, you know, it was crazy. And why? Because the list was targeted to entrepreneurs who want to have a six-figure summer of 2014. We titled it Six-Figure Saturday. Could have very easily titled it Six-Figure Summer, you know, because over the next 90 days, Zach and I said, look, we'll both quit internet marketing and being entrepreneurial coaches if you take this information over the next 3 months and you don't earn $5,000. Just said it flat out on the webinar because we both believe that much in our training, and we also believe that it's really that simple. Again, the replay, check it out, everydayissaturday.com/SFS replay. Sam Frank Sam Replay, okay? Or Six Figure Saturday Replay. So EverydaySaturday.com, SFS Replay. Check out the webinar. It's phenomenal. And just go to SixFigureSaturday.com and join our group. So build that targeted email subscriber list. And then figure out what your niche wants. What do they struggle with? What keeps them awake at night? What keeps you awake at night? What product would you give $1 million for just to have? Obviously something that would give you freedom, right? Guarantee you freedom. Something that would teach you how to monetize your passion. But maybe it's something more. Maybe it's something very personal, you know, that nobody else knows about you. And if somebody contacted you and you were on their email list and they sent this solution to you, you know, you would jump on board. Think of you as the provider of that solution. You know, I'll be on stage in Toronto this weekend and I'll have a glass of water and I'll say, hey, would anybody give me $10,000 for this glass of water? And I'm like, oh, no, what are you talking about, Sam? That glass of water is not worth 10 grand. Okay. Pretend your hair is on fire right now. Literally. Someone poured gasoline on your head, lit the match. Would this glass of water be worth $10,000 to you at that point in time? Answer is true. Absolutely. So you got to put yourself in situations. Maybe you don't view something to be valuable until someone is in what? Until they're in pain. It was the very first bullet point I talked about on this podcast. Pick a niche where people have a pain. You don't pick a niche where everybody's happy and they don't even need your product. That would be silly, right? So figure out what they want, what they struggle with, and what keeps them awake at night. And then create valuable content that answers people's questions and concerns and makes them love and trust you. Love and trust, man. They ain't hard to do. Let me tell you something. Don't be a moron. How's that for advice? So many people online, they act like carnival barkers. They're out there acting like idiots. They say the same thing everybody else says. Push button profit. We're going to take you to 24 hours. You're going to make money online. Now you might be saying, hey, Sam, aren't you saying you're going to make? Yeah, I am. Absolutely, I am. This is a system. I'm saying you got to work, though. There's no substitute for doing the work. I'm not saying you can sit up with those feet on the couch, hand on the remote, watching your favorite television show and still make money. No, you're going to go broke. So find out. Create valuable content that answers people's questions, concerns, and make them love and trust you. You know, be authentic. Build that trust level. And then lastly, provide a solution to their problems. Yourself, a business opportunity, or even an affiliate offer. Any one of those things. You're going to solve the problem. There's a business opportunity for them that's going to solve their problem. Or maybe you have an affiliate offer, meaning someone else has a solution. You're just acting as the conduit. You're going to be the news reporter that lets them know where they can go to get this problem solved. And then just drive traffic to it. Look, it's not hard, my friend. It just isn't hard. So many people make it difficult because you think there's some mystique around being an entrepreneur because 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first year. And then out of the ones that make it, 9 out of 10 of those fail in the next 5 years, Sam. The odds are against me. Well, the odds are against you if you talk like that. Not only literally, but you know, with that accent, the odds are even more against you. I'm here to tell you. I've been to the mountaintop of Saturday. I have seen success. I have failed many, 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 many times and loved it. Freaking loved it. Give me more failure. You know why? Because that means I'm one step closer to success and I'll never make that mistake again. I promise you, I never make the same mistake twice. And the more money it costs me, the more likely I'm not to make that mistake twice. And I tell you something different than it was having a job way back in the day when I made a mistake. I got slapped on the wrist and said, you can't do that again or else you're not going to get your 3% bonus at the end of the year there, Mr. Crowley, okay? So you just come bump back there. Remember, no mistakes. Yeah, screw you. I'm going to go make all the mistakes I want because I'm on my way to Saturday, baby. And the more mistakes I make mean the more money I make because that's just another way I've tried. It doesn't work right now, but I'm going to find the solution. And when I do, every day's going to be Saturday for me and it's going to be for you too. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.